KINY Juneau. Now from the Alaska Airlines Studio, local first news for Juneau and all of Southeast Alaska.
From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett. Here are the stories we're following this hour. The Alaska Senate panel has approved a state spending plan with a smaller dividend than the House proposed. And Tourism Best Management Practices joined Action Line. The Alaska Senate is moving toward a final vote on its draft state spending plan for the coming fiscal year, with lawmakers expected to vote next week on a proposal that includes enough money to pay a 2024 permanent fund dividend estimated to be $1,580 per recipient. The Senate's draft operating budget is different from one passed earlier this month by the House, which included a $2,270 proposed PFD. Senate action will trigger the creation of a conference committee charged with writing a compromise budget deal to fund state services after July 1st, the start of the fiscal year. This story comes courtesy of the Alaska Beacon. Serene Hutchinson, chairperson of the newly formed Southeast Alaska Whale Watching Association, talks about how whale watching companies have been working together to review their tourism practices.
Whale watching companies, which is, I think it's about 18 different companies, anywhere from a company that only has one 6-passenger boat up to Allen Marine and their wonderful fleet, you know. And so we all work together as equals. Allen Marine doesn't have any bigger say than, say, Jaleen's Alaska. We all are inputting equal, but we're all meeting, including all of our captains, on May 5th to really open up lines of communication with each other, share phone numbers, and we have now our own in-house CWA email where we can do our own kind of pre-TBMP. Hopefully we catch each other doing things before it becomes a problem for the community.
The Southeast Alaska Whale Watching Association was formed following public complaints about whale watching tours crowding whales last summer. Elizabeth Arnett from Tourism Best Management Practices shares the complaints received so far this year.
Just in the last week or so, we have had 4 submissions to our hotline with people having concerns. Nothing groundbreaking, nothing new, so we haven't seen a new trend starting yet. But just TBMP is here for residents to contact the hotline if they have concerns or complaints or even compliments. And we pass that information along to the operator involved and they get back with an answer. So residents do have a voice.
907-586-6774 is the hotline to call in with a detailed complaint or go to traveljuneau.com. You can listen to the full action line on KINYradio.com. Coming up, the annual community cleanup is happening tomorrow. That story next when Local First News continues.
Lori Sika from Litter Free Inc. tells us about the annual community cleanup that's happening tomorrow. All you have to do is pick up a trash bag, put on some gloves, and pick a spot on public lands.
Bags are available at the Douglas Library, Sunny Point, Duck Creek Market, Western Auto, Super Bear, Fred Meyer, Foodland, Forbidden Peak Brewery. This year we have a new location at Picture This. It's a frame shop downtown on Ferry Way in the Marine View Building.
Sika says it's a great opportunity to celebrate Earth Day.
You can be upset with things that are going on in the world, you know, and, you know, you cannot agree with your neighbor about certain issues, but you can all agree that trash is ugly, it needs to be picked up, and when we do it, we feel better, it looks better. It's just a great thing to do to make your world a better place to live in.
The Alaska seafood industry remains an economic juggernaut, but it's under strain from forces outside the state's control, according to a new report commissioned by the state's Seafood Marketing Agency. And the report from the McKinley Research Group titled The Economic Value of Alaska's Seafood Industry is the latest in a periodic series commissioned by the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. The total economic value of the Alaska seafood industry in 2021 and 2022 was $6 billion, slightly more than the $5.6 billion tallied in 2019, the last full year prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the new report and the previous version published in 2022. Along with that good news, the McKinley Research Group report contains a warning about the industry's economic future. The price collapse in 2023 bodes ill for the industry, according to the report, because while the dollar and employment totals did not use 2023 data, the report included specific information about one of the main fisheries affected. The reasons for the price collapses were multiple, according to the report. The Alaska Senate has unanimously passed Senate Bill 151, which is legislation aimed at tackling the root causes of missing and murdered indigenous peoples and providing essential support for affected communities. The provisions outlined in Senate Bill 151, sponsored by Senator Donnie Olson, promote progress in Alaska's commitment to addressing the missing and murdered indigenous peoples crisis. Senate Bill 151 mandates cultural training for police officers and establishes the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Review Commission within the Department of Public Safety. Additionally, it directs DPS to appoint at least two missing murdered indigenous persons investigators, ensuring dedicated resources to investigate cases and fostering collaboration between law enforcement agencies, communities, and federally recognized tribes. Furthermore, SB 151 mandates that DPS to collaborate with the Commission on public outreach initiatives, amplifying awareness and engagement on MMIP issues. The legislation also calls for a comprehensive needs assessment to bolster protective and investigative resources within the state's criminal justice system, ensuring a more robust response to identifying and reporting MMIP cases. Senate Bill 151 now heads to the House of Representatives for consideration. And it could be a new hope for those living with extreme pain. Daria Albinger has the details.
The FDA signed off on an implantable pain control device. Its maker, Medtronic, says it responds to the body's pain signals in real time. Neurologists say that could be a major step forward in treating persistent chronic pain, but it may not be for everyone. The device must be surgically implanted, so it may only be recommended for those who have exhausted all other options. The CDC says 17 million Americans live with high-impact chronic pain, which interferes with everyday life. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now you're up to date with local first news. I'm Jordan Lewis.